Paul Lewis from the BBC Radio 4 Money Box programme with us today. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You know, we got to be fair to them here. The BBC has technical faults. Every organisation has technical faults. Well, so Ulster Bank had one last night.
Well, we all have technical faults, don't we? But I mean, all your listeners particularly will be remembering the big technical fault in June 2012 when they were without their money for 4 weeks. Now, this was nothing like that. Though I must say, I am still getting reports this morning, not from Ulster Bank customers, but from NatWest and RBS customers in England and Wales who, of course, that's part of the same group, that they are finding when they can either not log on to online banking or the balance is wrong. And I've had a lot of people saying that to me this morning. So I'm not completely certain everything's cured, although that is what Ulster Bank told me a few minutes ago and what RBS is telling me. But there do seem to be a few people still reporting problems.
Do we know what went wrong?
No, we don't.
And is it linked to what went wrong massively in the past?
Well, I'm told it's not linked to that at all. That was a very specific incident. And you may recall last March, this March just gone, they had a similar short outage of a few hours. And I think this may well be something rather like that. The thing that worries me is not just, you know, people can't use their debit cards, they can't go online. That is all very distressing. But when your balance is wrong, that strikes me that something worse may be happening. But we don't know. But I was getting a lot of people tweeting me last night. You know, they just filled up their car and they couldn't pay for the petrol. They'd gone into Tesco's to buy their evening meal. They couldn't buy it. And as someone tweeted me, there's going to be a lot of very awkward dates this evening when you come to pay for the meal. So it's more than an inconvenience, especially, as you say, in the days approaching Christmas, when people expect to be able to go online or go out and buy things. It's very inconvenient.
I wonder what people actually did then. That's a fair point, which I didn't think about. So, you know, you use the service, you buy a meal, you fill the car up with petrol, you walk in. I don't carry much cash around with me anymore. I rely on my cards now.
Well, I think my rule, and people have criticised me a bit for this overnight, but my rule is always have at least two completely independent cards. Now, that might be a current account debit card and a credit card. It could be two credit cards. Or some people have more than one current account, which with different banks. So at least you're protected because, you know, you said to be fair to them earlier, and I'll be fair to them now, other banks have had these problems. Most of the banks have had a time when for a few hours things weren't working quite as we expect them to. And as we rely more and more on plastic, it's only sensible to have two different forms with you. Now, that's easy to say if you've got a good credit record and, you know, you've not heavily overdrawn. And I know some people will find that harder than others, but it is a good idea. And the other message is, do carry some cash around. The man in the garage, or at least one of the men in the garage who tweeted last night, said he'd actually been allowed to leave an IOU, because, of course, they've got your car number because it's all done on CCTV now, isn't it? So he'd been allowed to leave an IOU. But there were people who'd walked out of Tesco's without their groceries. And I imagine some red faces in restaurants.
I wonder what the law says. I know this is a technical point, but I do wonder what the law says about this type of situation.
Well, I think it's up to the retailer. You know, it is an offence to fill a vehicle with petrol when you know you can't pay. But of course, people didn't know they couldn't pay until they tried. So I don't think they've committed an offence. And it's up to the garage. And, you know, if they don't know you, and I don't know, I don't go to a local garage, I just go wherever I happen to be passing or petrol's cheapest. And, you know, it's up to them. And, of course, if they found a number of people with the same problem, they might be slightly more sympathetic. But they're taking a risk, aren't they? I mean, they could say, leave your car here, thank you very much, and find another way to get home and then come back and pay us. So it is a difficulty. And I think, you know, this has happened three times now with Ulster Bank and its parent companies. The big one last June 2012, the small one in March this year, and now this. And I think people must be thinking, you know, how many more times can this happen?
You see, I keep on thinking, Paul, what they will do in a situation like this. Northern Ireland is a tight community, and we like to talk to each other. And I keep on thinking, maybe one day what they'll do is they'll, you know, rather than me urging them to come on, they'll be trying to batter our door down for them to come on a programme like this, reach out to their customers and say, we're sorry.
Mm. Well, I don't know why they won't. I mean, that, you know, I've rung the press office, the press officers have talked to me and they've sent me these bland statements that you've seen, you know, oh, we apologise. There was even someone from RBS on the radio this morning saying, this is completely unacceptable. Well, yes, it is, but what are you actually doing about it? Anybody who's had problems will be compensated if they've incurred bank charges or extra costs because their card wouldn't work. They will get compensation for those extra costs, but at the moment they're not going to be getting any, you know, here's 100 quid for your inconvenience or anything like that. And they do seem to be a bit unaccountable in that way, and yet it's a system we all depend on. As you said, you rely on plastic more and more and more, and so do I. I have some cash in my wallet, but I very rarely use it.